Hi, this is Larry Wilson, and this is How to Talk to Humans. This is the podcast that shows you how to improve your communication skills. Are you looking to get a better job? Are you looking to find a relationship? Are you trying to do things in your life that have frustrated you and eluded you so far? I can show you so easily how to change that. Now, I can only do it with humans. If you're looking to deal with vampires or zombies, extraterrestrials, this is not the show for you. But if you're really looking to improve your communication skills, I can show you what I've learned from 40 years in show business working with the biggest celebrities and superstars in the world, and their secrets are unbelievable. What I'm going to be teaching you during the course of this podcast every week are tools that you can use to communicate toward success. Before we dive in to today's podcast, I want to point out that the response I'm getting is fantastic to this, because I think people really realize how important communication skills are. I said this in a previous episode. I don't think 30 years ago, 40 years ago, these were so unusual, these skills. I think they may have been more commonplace. But with the advent of technology, with smartphones and with computers and all that sort of thing, it's become easier to detach from our physical bodies, which is not good. And so, things like facial affect, how we use our faces, how we use our voices. These are things that people used to know how to do, but those skills have fallen by the wayside. And I created Wilson Method, hopefully, to be able to revive them, especially. I want to emphasize that it's not just for the individual. I assume that whoever's listening to this is an individual. But specifically, I've encountered so many big companies, and I've been hired by companies to be able to come in and train their people in the same things we're talking about on these podcasts. It can be used regardless of the size of your company. If you have humans employed for you. If you have leprechauns or gremlins, I'm sorry, you're on your own. I can't do a thing for you. But if you have humans, I can teach them to communicate more effectively. It not only makes your business run better because there's less confusion, there's less misunderstandings. But I can also help your business in terms of dealing with customers. Now, some of you, I know, have businesses that are really just business to business. You don't deal really. But those are still customers. Those of you who deal with the public, God bless you. You have to suffer the slings and arrows of dealing with the public's bad communication skills. And I obviously have a bias towards higher advanced levels of communication. But I'm convinced that all these technological marvels that we all use day in, day out have done us a lot of damage. And they contribute to misunderstandings and lack of clarity and stress and aggravation and frustration in our lives. There's nothing to be gained by that. You only have an upside here. There's nothing that can't be improved by employing advanced communication skills. And again, I always hit this again and again, but it's good news that you don't need to be talented. Someone not on the broadcast here, but someone off the broadcast was commenting. They said, oh, you know, your voice is so good and you're able to use it and speak under any circumstance. And of course, it's very nice to hear. But again, anyone can develop their voice. I don't think we're going to be able to do it on the podcast. There may be stuff on the website, wilsonmethod.com. And of course, in live trainings, in the two-day boot camps I do, and for corporate trainings, I'm able to do this. There are things you have to be able to see me doing with my face and my head when I'm teaching vocal training. But the good news is, it's all just technique. I've been doing it. I'll say this only because it's another crazy story of mine. Really early in my career, I had to do a thing where I was going to sing on something. I can't sing at all. I sound terrible. But I thought, well, I should, you know, get some vocal coaching. And I found this guy named Irwin Winward. And I found him because he was married to a woman, Shirley Winward, who was a good friend of another friend of mine. So it's just, you know, I didn't really know who he was. And I went to him, I said, you know, I'm not really a singer, but I speak and I have to use my voice and I want to learn to do that. And he said, oh, great. So Irwin Winward, or as I called him and as many people called him, Irv, because he said, what are you just going to call me, Ir? And I said, whatever you want. So, but Irv taught me some stuff that I used and that I found very, very useful. And I've used every day of my life ever since. I can't think of how many, it's at least 40 years, it's probably longer. Recently, in the last 5 or 6 years, someone heard me talking about this at one of the presentations I made, and they came up to me sort of in awe and said, you train with Irwin Winward? And I was like, yeah. And I had no idea. Irwin Winward was a big deal. He was like the preeminent guy for coaching opera singers. And real singers, I guess, the guy who I met said, oh, do you have his book? I said, no, I didn't know he had a book. He said, well, they're very hard to get a hold of. They're out of print. He said, but I'll get you one. He sent me this book. And it was all the stuff that had trained me in, but I had no idea. I didn't know he was the big deal. He was just a guy I knew who was really nice, really positive, really, he was an expert. He taught me these vocal warm-ups I do every day. I'm the only speaker that I know of people who do public speaking and regular presence. The only one I know who's never had polyps on his vocal cords. And I assume that's because I always warm my voice up. And it's the reason I can get all the color and texture from my voice. And like everything else, you know, sometimes people ask me about vocabulary. And when I do a two-day boot camp, I do follow-up on vocabulary where I want people to work on increasing their vocabulary. It's not because I want you to be able to use all these words that I may be suggesting to you. I want you to have expertise and confidence in your communication. I want you to improve your vocabulary and expand it so that when you hear someone else use a word, you know what it means. So that you don't ever have to feel, oh gosh, I don't know what they're talking about. Now, when you improve your vocabulary, you find that you can add texture and nuance to what your message is, to your communication. You can do it. You don't have to have some extraordinary vocabulary. I used the word, I was making fun of myself. In a previous podcast, I referred to my prodigious vocabulary. That's it's an English word. It's in usage, but I think it's kind of old-fashioned. I don't think people use the word prodigious, but it just means very large. And I said, you know, when you use a wider vocabulary, when most people's vocabulary is fairly limited, and of course it's only gotten worse in the last 10, 20 years. I saw a recording of Rod Serling, the man who created and wrote The Twilight Zone. And he was talking about something in some interview from, I want to say, 1959. And his vocabulary was incredible. And it wasn't like he was using words you'd never heard of. He was using words you've heard of, but you don't think to use all the time. And it gave such incredible color and shading to his comments and his presentation and the point of view he was trying to evince. And I was so impressed by it. I mean, I love the show, of course, and I've read books of his, but hearing him speak was unbelievable. And I want you to have that power. If you have a business, I want your employees to have that power. If you're an HR manager, you may see the benefits of having your employees communicate at a higher level. So we're reducing misunderstandings. We're reducing confusion. We're reducing frustration and stress. That in itself is an enormous boon to your company. But when you start to see sales improve because people understand precisely what's exchange in communication, I hadn't planned to, but today it was suggested that I might talk about customer service. So simple. It's not a big deal, right? Except it's almost non-existent. I mean, I have to resist the impulse to go into stand-up comedy because what passes for customer service these days is execrable. I mean, it's just shameful. And what's I was going to say what's more alarming, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's a toss-up. Maybe you have to email me and vote on what is worse. Is it worse that employees are so bad at customer service? Or is it worse that they don't understand why that should be a problem? Which I don't know. Email me at info@wilsonmethod.com. Tell me which one is worse, that their skills are so bad or that they don't think it matters. Of course it matters. If you've been following me on this podcast, then you know how important I think it is to connect with people so that you can communicate your message and create authentic bonds. It's equally important to do it in business as it is in personal. It's easier for us to understand. We hear popular music with love songs about how important that communication and connection is. So we get that in personal. Of course, I love you, I love you, I love you. So we understand that. But it's equally important. An argument could be made maybe more important in business. I know for a fact that when I have a business interaction and there's really good communication, I'll point it out. I'll say, you know, you made this. I'll give you a perfect example. When I incorporated Wilson Method, I called up my attorneys, and a young lady who was the receptionist answered. And my attorneys handled just regular business sort of law material. I said, oh, I said, could you, do you think when you have a chance that maybe you could ask them to send me a recommendation for someone who establishes corporate entities? And this receptionist said, well, we do it here. And I said, you do? And she said, yes. And then she proceeded to enumerate all the different corporate structure creation this law firm does and why it was so important. And she also pointed out their expertise in things they had done for them. I said, this is incredible. I said, do they know how valuable you are? And she said, well, I hope they do. I said, well, I'm going to tell them. And I did. I set up a meeting. We went in. We did all the paperwork and we did all the consultation, everything else to incorporate Wilson Method. And I said, do you know that I was going to go someplace else? And your receptionist, she's not a lawyer. She's not a paralegal. She just answers the phone. But she was so smart. She said, we offer that service here. You don't need to get a referral to another attorney. And then she told me all the reasons why you were experts in creating corporate entity. And they clearly didn't. They said, well, that's great to know. Well, of course it's great to know. That's just off the top of my head. But customer service is a secret weapon that shouldn't be secret. Again, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it was just considered de rigueur. You didn't have a company, you didn't have a business without superb customer service. But as the technological wonders increase and we're able to make direct contact with certain people, so much of that has fallen by the wayside. If you were to increase the expertise of your employees in their customer service, you would see immediate benefits in your business. Immediate. And I don't just mean the ancillary benefit of reduced stress and confusion, increased camaraderie amongst your employees, esprit de corps. I seem to be littering all of this with French expressions. These are, truthfully, you would see more sales because no one buys things when they're confused. Clarity, that's what we're always pursuing, is clarity. And if you make things clear, and we also feel we have an authentic bond with your company, I'm not going anywhere else. In my life as a performer, as a comedy magician, I perform for a lot of corporate entities. They hire me. Sometimes they're just having an employee appreciation, or they may be a very big company that has divisions all over the United States or even the world, and they're bringing them all together to meet for something. They may have a day full of stressful, labor-intensive meetings about corporate mistakes, and they want to take a break, so they may have me come and perform for them. When I do, it's the easiest thing in the world for me to find out about the people who've engaged me. I talk to humans. I want to know. I'm genuinely interested. When somebody tells me, I'm making this up. I'm just, because I don't want to name a real one. I don't want to embarrass someone or talk about something that is perhaps confidential. But if someone says to me, I have a huge collection of antique teapots, and I think, that's unusual. I've never thought of that. Well, when I get home, I'm going to go online and see maybe there's a magazine for people who collect antique teapots. I'm going to buy that person a subscription to that. It's not a big deal. It might be $20, $30. I don't know. It's not a big deal. those people now have a real authentic connection with me. And it's not because I bought them something. It's because they realize I see them. I hear them. It's genuine. I wasn't just making noises, blah, 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 blah. I was actually talking to them. And I value what they have to say. When it comes back, they see that every time they look at their magazine about collecting antique teapots, they can't help but think of me. Well, this is what you want every one of your customers to feel. And it may be as simple as having, I've had customer service beats, very rare, of course, nowadays, but I have had them who were so smart and were clearly listening to me that I would tell them, I'd say, you better tell your superiors that you're a very valuable part of this company because you've earned my undying loyalty to this company, and it's because of you. It's because my experience is I called up, I had a problem, I didn't get the shuffle, I didn't get the runaround, I didn't get someone trying to blow me off because they wanted to go check their Twitter feed, you know? I got a real person who listened to me, who heard me and what I wanted to say. And then, one particular experience, I can think of very clearly. I can't remember who it was with, whether it was the insurance company or something, but it was long. It took a long time. And this woman I was talking to on the phone, she said, I'm really sorry. She said, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to find it out. She said, would you mind holding? I said, no, I'm happy to. And it wound up, it took a long time. She came back on several times, said, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to end this call without having a real answer for you. And by God, she did. Now, those people, I can't remember as I'm telling you the example of them, but I know that whatever it was, if it was insurance or if it was something, a doctor's, I don't know what it was, but I can assure you whenever I go to look at that, I'm going to the people who had that woman, because it's not because I feel like I have to talk to her every time. It's because of the semiotic message it conveys. This company really values their customers. They hired someone, whether they just hired her because she already had these skills or whether they trained her. The companies who do hire me to train their employees, they can see the difference. It's so easy to do. And something as simple as customer service seriously can make the difference between a frustrating experience that people post on Facebook, don't ever go to this place, they're idiots, or a customer for life. This has been Larry Wilson. I want to thank you for spending this time with me, and I hope you found this information useful. If you're looking for more, you can find it at thewilsonmethod.com. There's a ton of stuff there. In fact, if you want, you can even speak to me because I'm human. Send me an email at info@wilsonmethod.com because I read every single one. I hope that you'll join us next week in this continuing journey, and you'll be with me for the next episode of How to Talk to Humans.